But one raid bite, just to end Mesechta Sukkah. And that is, when we started the Mesechta on Daf Beis, so we spoke out raid from the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said that the reason we celebrate the Yontav of Sukkos on Tesvav Tishrei, Zeichel Anani HaKavod, and not on Pesach, Zeichel Anani HaKavod, which is theoretically when we got the Anani HaKavod, is because although the Yidden got the Anani HaKavod for the first time on Pesach, but the Yidden lost the Anani HaKavod after the Chet HaEgel, we got it back when we started building the Mishkan, which was Tesvav Tishrei, and we celebrate the Yontav of Sukkos on the day of the Chazara of the Anani HaKavod. And we said over Torah for Rav David Kohen and other of the Bali Machshava that said this is based on the Goyen in the Siddur Agra, for Rav Maltzin, for Ratzisa Banu was the Yontav of Sukkos, and Rabbeinu Yoinu's Lashon and Shari Tshuva. This was all raid that we spoke about on Daf Beis, raid that we revisited during the course of the Masechta, but we started the Masechta, the Psicha, the Lekachtem Lechem B'Yoyim Rishon of our Masechta as a Chabura was Torah from the Beis Medrash and the Vilna Gaon. So I thought to be Messiah Me'ena Psicha, to finish the Masechta again with another insight that's very much based on the Torah of the Vilna Gaon. In the Meiser Rav, which is the Sefer that mentions the Minhagim of the Vilna Gaon, and this is in Sifkot and Reish Lamed Gimel, it says, quote, Hagoyin Zal, the Vilna Goyin, hoya sameach ma'oid b'chak ha-sukkos. He was very besimcha during the entire Yontav of Sukkos. U'biyoyser b'shmini atzeres, but even more so on Shmini atzeres. And the reason is, because the Vilna Goyin held, ki hu yoyser yoyim simcha mikol yameachak. As much as the entire Sukkos is a time of simcha, zman simcha seinu, but the Vilna Gaon held that the day of Shmini Atzeres is more of a day of Simcha than all the other days of Sukkos. And the Gaon said the reason is al pi hasoit. He said, I can't explain it to you al pi nigla, because based on the psukim and the drashas and the gemaras that we learned, there's really no reason to assume that there's more of an obligation to be with Simcha and Shmini Atzeres than there is the rest of Sukkos. But said the Vilna Gaon, al pi hasoit, there's more an inyan to be b'simcha and Shmini Atzeres, even than during Zman Simchaseinu, even during the entire Sukkos. And therefore, the Vilna Gaon's minig was that Agoyin Zechreinu Levracha, ha'yisameach ma'oid b'chak ha'sukkos, he was always very, very b'simcha on Sukkos, u'b'yoyser b'shmini Atzeres, even more so on Shmini Atzeres. The truth is, this idea that the Vilna Gaon held, that Shmini Atzeres is more of a Zman Simcha than the rest of Sukkos, and really more of his man Simcha than any other Yontif, is something that's clear in other places in the Vilna Gaon's Torah. In Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, the Pasuk says, Moshcheni acharecha norutza, heviani amelech adarov, nogilo v'nismecha bach. Says the Vilna Gaon, Moshcheni acharecha norutza, heviani amelech adarov. This is referring to Shmini Atzeres, Shehuli Yisrael Levadei. Shmini Atzeres is a yichud between Klal Yisrael and between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshcheni Acharecha Narutza, you're running, you're following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Heviyani HaMelech HaDarav, you're in the Cheder, you're mamish, Bechadrei Chadorim, just you the Yid, together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When is that said of Onagoyin? Who neged Shmini Atzeres? This is the Yontav of Shmini Atzeres. What are the next words? Nogila V'nismuchabach. So you see clearly that on Shmini Atzeres, the Vilna Gaon's Pirish on Shir HaShirim, there's an inyan of Nagil of Anismachabach. We all know the Pasuk. Oiz v'hoda levusha, batishak liyoy ma'achrin. It comes from Eish Eschayil. Eish Eschayil is the last parak, it's the 31st parak of Sefer Mishle. And the Vilna Gaon in his Pirish on Mishle says, Oiz v'hoda levusha, oiz hu b'Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim. Oiz is keneged Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his might. And thus, Oiz is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Hadar is keneged the Yontav of Sukkos. Sukkos is pre-Eitz Hadar. V'tischak l'yom achroin, Zedevil Negoyin, Zeshmini Atzeres. Sha'olov Nemar, V'hoyisa ach sameach. V'tischak l'yom achroin is referring to Shmini Atzeres. Oiz is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. V'hadar priyetz hadar that sukkis. V'tischak liyoy machirin is Shmini Atzeres. What's on Shmini Atzeres? V'tischak liyoy machirin. It's a zman of simcha. This is all the Vilna Gaon l'shitasai. The Vilna Gaon held that there's a mitzvah to be b'simcha on sukkis. Sukkis is man simcha seinu. Aber ubi yoyser b'shmini Atzeres. Ki hu yoyser yoyim simcha mikol yimei achak. The Gaon l'shitasai. Moshcheni acharecha narutza v'yenei amelech hadar of Shmini Atzeres. What are the next words in Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet? It's referring to the Yom Achron of Sukkot. It's the Yom Achron of all the Heligatay of Chodesh Tishrei. But what is it? It's Shmini Atzeres. What are you doing, Shmini Atzeres? So you see, it will be Yosne b'Shmini Atzeres. So the Vilna Gaon held that there's an inyan to be b'Simcha on Sukkot, but the Yosne b'Shmini Atzeres. But he said that in order to understand it, we have to cross over a little bit to the other side, and we have to delve a little bit, dip our toes into the Torah's Hasoid. Because based on Nigla, the Vilna Gaon said, I can't really explain it to you. Ki al pi Hasoid, said the Vilna Gaon. Then if you understand the Soid of Shmini Atzeres, then you'll be able to tap in a little bit. You'll be able to understand why Nogila v'nismach habach is Shmini Atzeres, and why Vatizchak v'yoy machron is referring to Shmini Atzeres. So the truth is that in the Maaser Rav, the Vilna Gaon didn't even give us a hint as to what the soid of Shmini Atzeres is. But there's another sefer that mentions the minhagim of the Vilna Gaon, and that's the sefer Evan Shlema. So the Evan Shlema was written by Reb Yitzchak Maltzin. He's the one that wrote the Pirush Siach Yitzchak on the Siddur Agra that we often quote from. And in Perik Yud Aleph, Sifkot Yud, he brings a mimer, an idea that he heard from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said, Kol ha'inyanim shebechodesh Tishrei, everything that happens in Chodesh Tishrei, hein remez l'asad lava. It's a remez to l'asad lava. Ki mitchila hu yoyim adin b'Rosh Hashanah. Chodesh Tishrei starts with the yoyim adin. It starts with Rosh Hashanah. Fa'achakach, 10 days later, slichas ha'avoynas, b'yem kippurim, then you have Yom Kippur. Fa'achakach, sukkis. V'shmini atzeres, and then afterwards you have shmini atzeres v'simchas tair. Sned the Vilna Gaon, v'chein l'asad lava. The same is going to be loss of love. It's going to follow the same exact pattern. Listen to Lashoyne Yazov Shalavil Nagoyin. Tchilo Yoim Hadin Agadol. Loss of love is going to be with Chias Amesim. Everybody's going to get up. Contrary to popular wisdom, everyone's going to stand up by Chias Amesim. The question is who's going to live to tell the story? Who's going to stay up? But everyone's going to get up. And there's going to be a Yoim Hagadol Vanoira. There's going to be a tremendous mishpat like the Rishonim talk about in the beginning of Perek Chelek. That's the way loss of love is going to begin. It's going to begin with the Rosh Hashanah. The Achakach, and then afterwards, Yecheskel said in Perek Lamed Vav, V'zarakti aleichem mayim tahirim. And Yirmiyo said in Perek Nun, Ki eslach la'asher asher. The people that are going to have the merit to live during this world of Tchias HaMesim in La'asad Lavoi, they're going to have tahira from anything that they needed tahira from. V'zarakti aleichem mayim tahirim. And they're going to get slicha for anything they needed slicha for. Ki eslach la'asher asher. Whoever's going to be remaining is going to have slicha. Everyone's going to get slicha. Achakach. And then after they're going to get slicha, said the Vilna Gaon b'sukkos. Everyone is going to enter a sukkah. Chupa sheva ki yodua. Chupa sheva, whatever that means. Ki yodua, not to us, but ki yodua. Ukemaisha kasav, and there's a pasuk for this as well. May sound familiar. Sukkah da beis. The sukkah tia letzel yoimam. And that, like the Gemara says, is referring to la'asad lavi. But la'asad lavi, there's going to be a sukkah. That's going to follow the yoim agalav anoira. It's going to follow v'zarakdech lecha mayim tohirim. It's going to follow ki eslach la'asher asher. And then they're going to be in a sukkah for 7 days. And what's going to happen during those 7 days, or the chupa sheva ki yodua, it's going to be zman simchaseinu. And you know why it's going to be zman simchaseinu? Because like the Navi Yeshaya said in Perek Samech Aleph, every word here is Yisaydi. V'amdu zarim v'ra'u tzaynchem. This is what the Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Hei Amid Beis. Melachto yinasis al yedei achem. This is the pasuk that the Gemara quotes. It's going to be v'amdu zarim, strange people, people you never hired, are going to get up. V'ra'u tzaynchem, and they're going to be the pastach. They're going to go, they're going to attend to your sheep in the field. It's going to be amazing. And that's why it's going to be zman simchaseinu. But said the Vilna Gaon. But then there's going to be one more stage. V'achakach Shmini Atzeres. Then there's going to be Shmini Atzeres. You know what's going to happen by Shmini Atzeres? There's going to be no Zarim that are going to be Rod Seinchem. But Sheyichlu HaKoyfrim Belikei Emes. All the people that are not on board are going to be gone. V'yismichu Yisrael of Adam. And all there's going to be is Klal Yisrael. And because it's going to be a Yichud, there's going to be no one in the world, nothing, other than Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's going to be such a simcha between the two. And the Vilna Gaon said, that's Atzeres Tiyolachem. And he said, on Shmini Atzeres, on that Tkufa of Lassad Lavai, Yoichlu Sholesh Sudesh Shal Shabbos. The Yidin are going to eat three Sudas. You know what the Sudas are? Hainu Sudas Behemois, Baharere Yalef, Usudas Levyasan, V'yayin HaMashum. You want to know when the Yidden are going to eat the Sudas Levyasan? When they're going to eat the behemoth, and when they're going to drink the Yayin HaMashumar? You know when this is all going to happen? This is all going to happen on Shmini Atzeres. But said the Vilna Gaon, Kol Inyanim Shebechodesh Tishrei Hein Remez La'asad Lavai. Every Inyan, all the Yamim Toivin, all the milestones of Chodesh Tishrei, they correspond to something that's going to happen in the end of days. Chodesh Tishrei starts off with the Yom Adin. There's going to be a Yom HaGadol V'Anor, a Mishpat, where anyone that existed from the times of Adam Arishon until the day that Mashiach comes, everyone is going to have to stand and give Din V'Cheshbon for everything. And the people that are going to be able to stay alive, they're going to have a Yom Kippur. Because no one's perfect. Ki in tzadik baritz asher yaseh tov le'yechdo. Obe v'zarakti aleichem ma'im tohirim. Ki esach v'asher asher. And then afterwards they're going to go to some euphoric state of simcha, where they're going to be in a sukkah. That's that pasuk of a sukkah tia l'tzel yoimam. And during that time, v'amdu zorim v'ro tzoinchem. They're going to be in a sukkah, and oivam kim in hogoi to a degree, but malachto in nasis la'yedei acher. But that's not the ultimate. The ultimate is v'achachach shmini atzeres, where the zorim and the everything is going to be gone. Shen yichlu akoy from melikei emes. And all there is going to be is Klal Yisrael. What's Klal Yisrael going to do? V'yismachu Yisrael. And that's these Sudois that the Nevi'im spoke about, where they talked about the Sudas Levyasin and the Yayin HaMashomer. When's that going to happen? That's going to happen in that final stage. The final stage of La'asad Lavai. All the Yamim Tovim of Tishrei are mechuvin to La'asad Lavai. Shmini Atzeres is mechuvin to the Yom Achron of La'asad Lavai. It's mechuvin to the final stage of La'asad Lavai. The ultimate of the La'asad Lavai, where it's going to be Tahira, this is going to be Slicha, where the Kaifrim are going to be gone, where all it, that's going to be are the people that are going to merit the Schus to be able to be Mestabik where HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's going to result is going to be the Spitz of Olam Haba. The Spitz of Olam Haba is Kulei Simcha. The Spitz of Olam Haba is the ultimate of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us to be Toivu Meitiv. And the ultimate of the HaTova of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be manifest in the Yom Acharon. The Yom Acharon, La'asad Lavai. What do we have in this world that's a remez, Ben Benoishal remez of that Yom Acharon? It's by Yom Acharon. It's by Yom HaShmini Atzeres Tiyalachem. That's what Shmini Atzeres says. So Sukkot is keneged the Zman Simchaseinu of La'asad Lavai, al pisoid. But Shmini Atzeres is mechuvin to the Yom Achron. It's mechuvin to the very, very last tkufa, the last phase of the La'asad Lavai. And because it's mechuvin to the last phase of La'asad Lavai, and that's where the Ikra Simcha is going to be. So that's what the Vilna Gaon meant when he said, al pisoid, you can understand why on Simchas Torah, a person is supposed to be besimcha. On Shmini Atzeres, because a person that can tap into Shmini Atzeres, a person that can tap into the pnimius of Shmini Atzeres, which of course for us is very, very difficult. But the Vilna Gaon, who was so tapped in on Shmini Atzeres, he was feeling oiris of Atischak L'Yoy Machron. He was feeling oiris of Atzeres Tiyalachem, Sheyichlu Akoyfim Belekeyemes V'yismuchu Yisrael Levadam. That's what he was feeling. So the Vilna Gaon said, the whole sukkah is, there were oiris of Zman Simchaseinu, oiris of a sukkah Tiyal Etzel Yoimam, V'amdu Zarim V'rod Soinchem, Obisimch Shmini Atzeres. That's a whole different madrigal. That's Sheyichlu Akoy from Eli Kayemis. Where there's nobody else. That's the ultimate. That's the Sudas Behemis Bari Elef. That's the Sudas Levyasan. That's the Yayin HaMashomer. What do we have? That's a microcosm of that on this world. What we have is Shmini Atzeres. And that's why the Vilna Gaon held the Vatischak L'Yoy Machroi Nogil V'Nismachabach Ki U'yoysin Yoyim Simcha Miko Yimei Achag. The reason is because Shmini Atzeres is Mechuvin on some level to this idea. The truth is that this concept, this Yesoid, that Shmini Atzeres is related to the Yoyim Achroin. It's related to the ultimate, the final phase of La'asad Lavi. There are phases in La'asad Lavi as well. This idea that Shmini Atzeres is mechuvin to the La'asad Lavi, the ultimate phase of La'asad Lavi, is something that's mavur in other Svarim HaKadoshim as well. The Mashal says it in our Sugya and Daf Nun Heyam Beis, Ayin Sham. But I'll just mention it from a source that we already spoke out from earlier in the Masechta, just to come full circle. And that's from the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh. The Mechassaluza quoted the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh in its classic tshuva about
in the Michas Aluzah Shuvah, not eating in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, but the Mechaber of the Sefer Mekroi Kodesh was Rav Yosef ben Aminyamin Samiga. He was from the Italian Gedolim. The Marsha quotes him, the Shara Melech quotes him, and he was one of the Kadmoinim, and he wrote a Sefer. The Sefer has 21 prakim, and the final parak, which talks about sukkahs, in the final paragraph, so he discusses the difference between sukkahs and Shmini Atzeres. He says that the idea of a sukkah is something that protects a person. When somebody's running away from his enemy, so what does he do? He looks for some place to be safe. That's what you do. On Sukkot, what the Yid shows is that even though there are a lot of mazikin and mekatchigin and the shibud golas, and there's a lot of things going on around us, but we're by reyach el ha-sukkah, and we have the sukkah til etzel yoimah. What we do is we go into the sukkah to protect us from everything else, from everything that's going on. But said Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Yom and Samiga, on Shmini Atzeres, you know what we do? We leave the sukkah and we go back into our house. We're leaving the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, he says, Shmini Atzeres is mechuvin to the time where there aren't going to be any kofim anymore. There aren't going to be any mekatrigim, where there's going to be no satan anymore. There's going to be no shibud galis. It's referring to the time where it's going to be Bayoimahu yi Hashem echad u'shmoy echad. V'lo yiyah b'shum makam lo satan v'lo mazik v'lo pegara. At that time, why are you in a sukkah? Sukkah is protecting you from all the bombs that are flying around you. But there won't be any bombs. Because Yichlu HaKoyfrim, Beli Kei Yisrael, all there's going to be is Klai Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why do you have to be hiding in a sukkah? You're hiding in a sukkah? You're supposed to leave the sukkah. And that's the idea of leaving the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. The reason you leave the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is to show that I understand what Shmini Atzeres is. It's connected to Yom Achron. And the Yom Achron is going to be nothing other than the Bnei Yisrael. And as a result, there's no reason for me to be sitting in a sukkah. So the Michas Aluzah took this Mikra Yikodesh and he said that this is a sniff after the Karban Nisanel and all the raid, maybe even Chutzlar. This is such a big idea, because somebody that sits in a sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, it's keilu, he's mezalzel, he's not fully appreciating what this all means. I had the schus to get a hold of the Sefer Mekroi Kodesh, and I saw a few lines earlier, before the part that the Minchas Aluzah quoted. He says that we know Shana Rabbah is the last day of the Yemei Hadin. Shana Rabbah is the final, right? You have a Shana Yom Kippur, but the Zohar says it's Shana Rabbah. He says, what's the pshat? He said, the pshat is Meyerdik. He said, because Shmini Atzeres is when there's going to be no kofrim anymore. That's when all the mekatrigin are going to be gone. So in Cheshbon, when's the last day there's going to be a mekatrigin in the Bria? La'asad lavi, this is all a mashal. Our whole life is a mashal. Everything is a mashal. What's the nimshal? The nimshal is la'asad lavi. La'asad lavi, diyoy machrin Shmini Atzeres, there's going to be nothing other than a Kaddish Baruch. It means when's the last day there'll be a mekatrig in the world? The last day of mekatrig is going to be Hashanah Rabbah. So Hashanah Rabbah is the final Yom Adin. He says the last day the Samach Mem has a koyach. So Hashanah Rabbah, we clap the Hashanahs, he says, and we put the Samach Mem to rest, because we understand that today there's oiris of no more Samach Mem, no more din. Because tomorrow there's no din anymore. Tomorrow it's Fatischach Yom Achron. Tomorrow it's finished. Tomorrow there's no Mekatrigin. Tomorrow there's no Satan. That's what the Yom Achron is. The Yom Achron Shmini Atzeres is the day that we're all waiting for. It's the day where it's going to be Vatismach Yom Achron. And that's what the Mikroi Kodesh says. That's why we dafka leave the sukkah, because the sukkah protects us. If you need protection, that suggests there's something you need to be protected from. And Shmini Atzeres, it's Fatismach Liyam Achron. You don't need to be protected from anything. Fatischach Liyam Achron. And as a result, you're fine and you don't need anything. And therefore we leave the sukkah. Therefore, we leave the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So I just want to share with you one last thought. Again, from the Vilna Gaon. And this is something that my brother Moshe, my brother Mo, showed me. It's in the Sefer Zois LeYaakov. It's actually Shiurei Zois LeYaakov and Shir HaShirim. So Shmuel Yankov wrote a Sefer on Shir HaShirim. And the end of the Sefer Shir HaShirim, he brings a hergish that he had. The hergish is in parentheses, but it's a hergish from Rabbi Shmuel Yankov, and the Velin Nira from Rabbi Shmuel Yankov is Torahi. And therefore, just to share this one final hergish, which just brings everything together, the beginning of the Masechta, the end of the Masechta, and then we could say a proper Hadron. And that is, we started the Masechta with the Torah's Kasha. The Torah has the Kasha. that when do we celebrate the Yontif of Sukkot? On Tesvav Tishrei. Why Tesvav Tishrei? Zechel Anani Akavet. Freak the Torah. Tesvav Tishrei is not the day that we got the Anani Akavet. We got the Anani Akavet when we left Mitzrayim. We left the Mitzrayim Tesvav Nisan. So the Torah said a teretz related to the weather. But we said over from the Vilna Gaon that the Vilna Gaon said that it's true the Yidden got the Anani Akavet for the first time on Tesvav Nisan. But then there was a Chet HaEgel. And when the Chet HaEgel happened, the Yidden lost the Anani Akavet. And they didn't get it back until they started building the Mishkan. And the Vilna Gaon made a Cheshbin, Divrei Nevius, that the Yidden started building the Mishkan on Tesvav Tishrei. So if they started building the Mishkan on Tesvav Tishrei, so that's the day they started building the Mishkan. So that's the day they got the Anani HaKavod back. That was the Yom Chazaras Anani HaKavod. And we celebrate the Yontif of Sukkot not on the first day that we got the Anani HaKavod, but rather on the day that we got the Anani HaKavod back. Now on Daf Beis, we ask, so we should celebrate the Yontif of Sukkot on the day we got the Anani HaKavod for the second time. Maybe we should celebrate the Yontif of Sukkot on the first day we got the Anani HaKavod. So we spoke out from Rav Maltzin, like we mentioned a little bit at the beginning of this raid bite, and that is the Ikar Yontif of Sukkot is not so much Anani HaKavod. It's for Ratzi Sabanu. It's the fact that we had a second chance. It's the fact that we got a second lease on life. Chet HaEgel, we threw everything away. Bayesheni, the idea that we were able to have another opportunity. Rav Shmuel Yankif, to answer this kasha, why the second Anani HaKavod and not the first? So he shtelt to another Vilna guy. A Vilna guy in Aderes Aliyah. And this guy is in Parshas Kisisa. It's on the Pasuk. Vayoymer hine anoichi koires bris. Neged kol amcho esen neflois. Asha loy nivru b'chol ha'aretz u'b'chol ha'goyim. V'ra kol ha'am. Asha ato b'kir b'yes masle Hashem. Ki noy rohu. Asher ani oise imach. So the Vilna guy teaches this Pasuk. Listen to what he said. He said, when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they had Anani HaKavod. And then they lost Anani HaKavod after the Chet HaEgel. Then they got it back. But said the Goyin, there was a difference between the first Anani HaKavod and the second Anani HaKavod. The first Anani HaKavod that the Yidden had, only the Nevi'im were able to see. He said, the Nevi'im were the people that were on the highest Madrega. They were able to see those Anani HaKavod. Nobody else was able to see it. Then they got the Anani HaKavod back. And Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said that neged kol amcha esen eflois. He said, everybody should have the schus to be able to see the Anani HaKavod. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him that. And that was Vayoymer hine anoichi koires bris neged kol amcha nesen eflois. V'ro kol ha'om asher atab Le'enei kol beis Yisrael. And this constant emphasis on the fact that it was le'enei kol Yisrael. Look at the psukim. And the Vilna Gaon brought pasuk after pasuk. That the second time that the Yidden got the Anani HaKavod, it wasn't just the Nevi'im that had the Anani HaKavod, but everybody was able to see the Anani HaKavod. And the truth is, this is a major knetch in the raid of the Ratzi Sabanu. When the Yidden got the Anani HaKavod back, it wasn't just, oh wow, we have another opportunity. But there was a bechina, b'machem shebali tshuva oimdim, ein tzadikim gemurim mechaylam lamud. The first Anani HaKavod was there for select individuals. Only the Nevi'im were able to see the Anani HaKavod. But when we got it back, we came back stronger. Because when you get it back a second time, sometimes there's a bechina, b'machem shebali tshuva oimdim. And the Yidden got it back, but it wasn't even the same Anani HaKavod. This Anani HaKavod was equal access to everybody. Not only the Nevi'im were able to see, but every single person was able to see. So this was Reb Shmuel Yankiv's hergish. He said the Vilna Gaon was born on Pesach. The Vilna Gaon passed away on Sukkot. And he said it's pashut to him that every single thing that happened in the lifetime of the Vilna Gaon is Torahi. He said, what's the pshat? The Vilna Gaon was born on Pesach and he passed away on Sukkot. So he said he had another observation. And that is the Vilna Gaon, while he was alive, people didn't really know who he was. The Goyin was a nechba al hakelim. The Goyin sat in a vinkel like the Dubna Magid famously told the Vilna Goyin. He's sitting in a vinkel, das is a kunz. But the Vilna Goyin was a nechba al hakelim. He didn't have a lot of talmidim. His svarim weren't printed during his lifetime. And then after the patira of the Vilna Goyin, all of a sudden all his Torah was nesparsim. And the Vilna Goyin came to the point where today we talk about the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Goyin. There are people that follow the Menhagim of the Goyin. The Vilna Goyin argues with the Mechaber and the Ramah, and he argues with Rishonim, and the Vilna Goyin is synonymous, ulai Karamban, and Imamish is synonymous with the Rishon. But the point is that the Vilna Goyin Bechayev, no one really knew who he was, but it was the Acham Ayseh that people knew. So Rishon Yankov said this was the Hergish. He said his Hergish was that the Vilna Goyin Bechayev was like Klal Yisrael Bechayev. What does it mean when a Yid is Bechayev? It means he's perfect. He's Beshlemus. The Yidden were Beshlemus before the Chet HaEgel. When the Yidden stood at Har Sinai, it was Pascha Zua Mason, and the Yidden reached the Madrega of Adam Arishan Kaidim Achet. When they were in the Madrega of Adam Arishan Kaidim Achet, they were Chayim Kulchem Ayoyim. They were 100% alive. That's when they were b'chayev. When the Yidden were b'chayev, the Ananiya Kovid was nisgala only to the Nevi'im, only to the select few people. But then there was a Chet HaEgel. And after the Chet HaEgel, the Yidden, Kavi Yochel, on some level died. They weren't the Madrega anymore of Adam Arishan Kaidem Achet. They got the Ananiya Kovid back. But when they got the Ananiya Kovid back, this time the Ananiya Kovid came to a B'nai Yisrael that wasn't B'pchinas Chayim anymore. It was Lucha Shniyos. At this point, they got it as on a level where they were B'pchinas Mason. Then, when they got the Ananiya Kovid, every single Yud was able to see it. So he said, the Vilna Goyen was born. The Vilna Goyen was born on Pesach. B'chayev, it was Pesach. Pesach was the time that the Yidden got the first Ananiya Kovid. The first Ananiya Kovid was only in a Skala to the Nevi'im. And that's why Teirosai Shel Hagra, Teirosai of the Vilna Goyen, was only in a Skala to the Nevi'im. But then after the Vilna Goyen was Nifter, that the Petir of the Vilna Goyen corresponded to the Petir of Klal Yisrael. The Vilna Goyen was the hearts of Knesset Yisrael. And it corresponded to the death, Kavi Yochel, the Petir of Klal Yisrael. With the Petir of Klal Yisrael came a second Ananiya Kovid. And the second Ananiya Kovid was Nisgala, was Nisparsim to the entire world. And Rav Shmuel Yankiv said that's why the Vilna Goyen's Petir happened on Sukkot. That was when we got the second Ananiya Kovid. And with the Petir of the Vilna Goyen, all the Torah of the Vilna Goyen was Nisparsim. And the Vilna Goyen became the Vilna Goyen, the Bir Agra, and everything that we know about the Vilna Goyen today. So the Shmuel Yankiv said that it's Yadua, that Sukkot was the Yontif of the Vilna Goyen. And the Vilna Goyen used to always talk about the Yontif of Sukkot. And he had a tremendous Chavivus for the Yontif of Sukkot. Like we mentioned in the Meisner Rav, Hagoyin Zal Hoyesameach Ma'oid B'chaga Sukkot. Ubi Yoyser B'shmini Atzeres, Ku Yoyser Yoyim Simcha Mikol Yemeach Chag. And we understand the Tifkat of it a little bit. The Goyin himself explained it so many times. Because Sukkot is Keneged, the Yemeach Chup and the Yemeach Sukkot of this man Simcha Seinu of La'asad Lavoy. But then it's going to be a little bit limited. The real Simcha is going to be Shmini Atzeres. That's the Vatischak Yoyim Achrin. It was also the Yoyim Achrin of the Vilna Goyin. The Vilna Goyin's Yoyim Achrin was on Sukkot, which corresponded with the Vatischak Yoyim Achrin. So just to be Messiah with a bracha, today is the Yoyim Achrin of Masechta the Sukkah. We're finishing Masechta the Sukkah. We should actually be Zoicha to Vatischak Yoyim Achrin. It's interesting. You find this lashon of Vatischak. Why Vatischak Yoyim Achrin? It's not Vatismach Yoyim Achrin, but rather it's Vatischak Yoyim Achrin. What's the difference between Simcha and between Schoik? Simcha is when a person's besimcha. You're besimcha. You're happy. Schoik is when you're so happy that you push it plots. That the feeling of simcha that you have, it starts expressing itself into the point where your mamash, you can't even control it anymore. Shlomo HaMelech said in Kehelis, Eis Livkois, the Eis Lischoik. Livkois, Bechi, is when a person's not just bitzar, or bervaint, because the Hergeshim and the Gaguim, they start gushing, where you can't even contain the tzar. The tzar is uncontrollable. Schoik is the antithesis of Bechi. Eis Livkois for Eis Lischoik. B'yoy Machroin, we're not just going to be b'simcha, it's going to be Nogil of Anismachabach, but it's going to be Vatischak L'yoy Machroin. There's going to be a time where the Yidden are going to have, we're going to have the ability, it's going to be nobody but us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not going to have to hide in Sukkot anymore. There's going to be no Satan, there's going to be no Shibud Malchias, there's going to be no Machlis, no Pigoim Roim, there's going to be no Nigoim, there's going to be nothing that we're going to have to worry about. Because all it's going to be is Atzeres Tielachem. That's going to be Vatischak L'yoy Machroin. And incredibly, the Vilna Goyen said that every single year in Shmini Atzeres, there's iris of that comes down. And the Vilna Goyen was so besimcha, he was probably beschaik, but he was so besimcha of this inyan of atzeres, of the simcha of atischa kliyay machren, so we should talk of izoicha, that we shouldn't know from any tzores, we should be zoicha to vatischak liyay machren.